Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and here we're doing another quick self-help segment where I'm going to quickly cover the topic of how to become a life coach. So I am a life coach, so I'm kind of qualified to talk about this. I went through the process. It's actually not very hard, so if you're interested in becoming a life coach, then listen up because I'm going to give you some quick little tips and techniques and basically give you a little plan for how to do it. And I'll go into much deeper detail on it in some other video where I can talk about it for at length. But this is a quick rapid fire segment. I'm just going to give you the skinny and the practical things you can do right now. So if you want to become a life coach, basically the best thing that I can recommend for you is to join a life coach training program. There are many programs out there. Make sure that you get one that is credible, that has some good reviews, and that provides you with certification. Certification comes from the International Coaching Federation. You can look up their website, and there they'll have a list of all sorts of schools that they accredit and that will give you the kind of training that is in line with the International Coaching Federation. So you really want to align with a school that's aligned with the ICF, because the ICF is like the standard governing body across the world for coaches. And so it just kind of came out as the standard, and now everybody is on board with that. But honestly, you don't even need a coaching certification to be a coach. What I do find valuable, though, in the training programs is they really teach you what it means to be a coach, because it's not all that it seems to be at the beginning. These certification programs, let me give you some details on them. I went through a program called IPEC. You can Google them. They're one of the best programs out there. It's a comprehensive program. It costs around $9,000 to do it, so it is a little bit pricey, but you got to put that in perspective with everything else that is out there, right? Any coaching program around is going to cost, I'd say a decent one is going to cost you in the range of $8,000 to $10,000. So IPEC is competitive there, and they don't have any extra hidden fees or anything, and that's it. You just pay the $9,000 and then you do the program. Pretty nice. And you know, $9,000, you got to ask yourself, is that worth it to you? If this is going to be your career and your profession, then it's actually not a big price to pay. Any other profession that you would go into, any serious profession, you would spend way more than $10,000 to get degrees and certifications for and training for, and it would take you a lot longer than it will take you to finish a coaching program, even a very comprehensive one like IPEC. The way IPEC works is it takes about 10 months to do the whole curriculum. They do it in modules where you have four modules, you take one module, then you get like 2 or 3 months to do the work and the homework assignments and also the practice of coaching throughout that. And then they have another module where they train you for a weekend, and then you do another couple of months of training and kind of homework assignments, etc. And then they do more of these modules. So through this module process, you can learn to become a coach. Actually, what's great about the program is that it's not a full-time program. So you can do it while you're still working in your current job. If you're employed right now and you can't quit your job, then this is a really great program because you can take it on weekends. And there's only four modules, so each weekend is like 3 days, and it's really not that bad. Because you can take a Friday off, and then you got the Saturday and Sunday. You learn all that information, and then you go home, and you can do the homework over the course of 2 or 3 months, and it really doesn't take up that much time. What I would say is that if you want to become a coach, the core of it is not even the training. The training is important because they're going to teach you some techniques and some principles of coaching that are actually really important that you're not really going to get by yourself. And I find that the value of it is that you actually experience it. Because you can buy some books out there on life coaching, which I'll recommend, but the problem with those is that you don't really get a taste for how the process works. You want to get a taste for how to actually coach someone in person and also over the phone. To do that, why these programs and training programs are so effective is because they put you into group environments with other newbie coaches as you guys are learning it, and you get to coach each other, and you get to try this stuff out in a very kind of a low-risk, low-pressure environment, and you also get the instructors who are coaching you, and you're coaching them, and they give you immediate feedback, and you're working with a manual, and like you've got stuff to go on. And it's actually a really easy and fun process to learn some of these techniques and to learn the coaching process. What I would say, though, is that if you really want to become a serious coach, You got to become, you got to go above and beyond what the program is doing. The program will put you into teams where you can coach other people that are also in the program, and that gets you the experience that you need. But I find that you need more than that. You need more experience. So when I went through my program, what I did is I went out and I made sure to find extra people in the program and in other groups that I could coach. And I just partnered up with them. I just shot them some emails. We connected with on the message boards. And what I tried to do is I tried to get as many coaching hours in as possible. So I was doing many, many calls a week to the point where I wanted to get as many calls in as possible. The more calls you do, the more people you coach, the better you become. And it doesn't take that many coaching calls. Maybe it takes 100 coaching calls to get really, really comfortable with the process. Because when you start, it's going to feel scary. You're not going to know if you're doing it right. But after about 100 calls, it's all going to iron out. It's going to become easy. It's going to become effortless. And you're going to do great. So really, the bottom line is that you got to join a training program. I don't think it's very very feasible to learn how to coach all by yourself in isolation just by buying a bunch of books or maybe watching some seminars or some DVDs. You really got to go out there and join one of these programs, get certified so that you know how to actually be professional as a coach and you know some of the guidelines and some of the principles of coaching. And also what's great about the coaching programs is that they give you business and marketing support, which is actually the hardest part about coaching. The coaching is not what's hard. You'll master that pretty easily. What's more challenging is how to set up the business of coaching, how to market yourself, how to niche yourself, and how to go out there and find clients. That's the tricky part. Because most people that go through the program, what they don't do is they don't actually start a business because they're not able to get the clients and they're not able to build enough of a client base to the point where they can actually sustain this model. And so what they do is they join the program and then they end up dropping their business dreams and going back and doing their old job because they don't have the business mind and the entrepreneurial mind to make a coaching practice. You got to realize, as a coach, unless you're working in some sort of corporation, then you're working for yourself, and that basically makes you an entrepreneur. It makes you self-employed, and you got to understand that. Beyond being a coach, you got to understand how to be self-employed. That means you got to be self-motivated. You got to be able to set your own schedule. You got to be able to set priorities. You got to understand business. You got to understand money. And you got to understand marketing. And you got to understand sales. You got to understand the process of going out there and finding clients, whether it's online through online sources or whether it's in person through networking events and public speaking or whatever other kind of vehicles you're going to use to market yourself. So make sure that whatever coaching program you get into, the one that you choose also gives you business and marketing support because they will give you important information about the coaching business. There are just certain practices within the coaching business that you want to know. You want to know, for example, that you need to choose a specialty and that nobody hires a generic coach. You want to be specialized in some aspect of coaching, whether it's life purpose or spirituality or career or money or fitness and weight loss. You know, you got to pick a niche. And even within all those categories, you can still subspecialize. The more you specialize, the better. And that's kind of a counterintuitive notion, especially for newbies. I know I really resisted that for a long time. And everybody does that goes through the program. But these are kind of things that if you don't go and people don't tell you about it, then you're really going to trip up on some of these points. And then also, you know, what are the common ways to market yourself as a coach? What are the do's? What are the don'ts? How do you go out there and work networking events? How do you present yourself to clients? How do you pitch yourself? How do you share your value to the client so that they understand that they're actually paying you for something? How do you charge money for your services? How do you set up the paperwork? How do you handle the legal side? How do you handle the payment processing, etc.? So they're going to tell you all those logistics. At least a good training program will. So that is kind of the gist of it, is I would say that if you're interested in coaching, research a little bit about it, and then you just got to dive in. If you're really serious about it and you think that this is something that's right for you, scrounge up the money. You need about 10 grand and pay it forward and then go ahead and join that program and work that program. Work the program, and my advice would be work the program more than the program works you, which means that go above and beyond. Do more than the homework assignments. Coach more people than they're telling you to coach. Go out there and buy books and study some books on coaching. And then eventually what will happen is that through that process, you'll become so good that you'll easily out-coach and out-market the rest of your class, and then you're going to be in a really good position to go out there and create a business out of it. Because you got to understand that a lot of people go into coaching and they think that they really want to help people and they want to connect with people. They're really people. They love helping. They love contributing. But you got to understand that it is a business. And if you're not able to sustain the business side of it, then you're not going to be able to help anybody. So there's a little bit of that trade-off between helping people, but then also being business savvy about it too and knowing how to market yourself. And so that is really important. All right, this is it. This is going to do it for this quick self-help segment on how to become a life coach. If you want more information, I'm going to have more detailed videos about how to become a coach, more insights that I can't really share within 10 minutes here on actualized.org, so check that out. And also there, you'll be interested, if you are a coach, on some of the advanced personal development techniques and strategies that we have that will help you both in your coaching practice, in your business, but then also to develop yourself as much as possible. Because I feel that to be a coach, the most important thing is that you have to live the example, right? What you're selling is you're selling a lifestyle. You're selling something to your clients. You're selling them personal development. You're showing them that they can be something more than they are. And to do that, they have to see it in you. Because if you are not demonstrating it, how are they going to believe it? How are they going to trust you with their money to deliver them real-world results if they don't see you delivering it to yourself? And I found to do that, you got to really immerse yourself in personal development. Study it. Become a master of it. And there's no better way than check it out, actualize.org, signing up to the newsletter. We've got a lot of cool content for free that will get you up to speed really fast. All right, that's it. I am signing off. Go ahead and comment, like, and share.